I think it's a good start and well done to all involved, because that's what we need. We know that we're moving towards world prices. We know that as far as dairying is concerned, there are real opportunities for growth. They reckon that by, I think it's 2019, the Chinese market will increase by something like 36 million tons, the Indian market by 45 million tons, and the European market will even increase. So therefore, for Irish farmers to be well positioned, we need to ensure that we have world-class processing facilities north of the Dublin-Galway line. I mean, we have some of those facilities south of it, so we need to make sure that we have them as well, because otherwise dairy farmers would be at a severe disadvantage in our part of the world.
There is here a balance to be struck between, on the one hand, the farmer-led ethos of the co-op, and on the other hand, the need to strategize and apply the principles of business in what is a world trade. Is that balance being struck in this case?
Yes, I believe it is, and it's important that it is. I myself would strongly favour a farmer-controlled co-op or whatever the mechanism might be, but I would be very supportive of the co-ops. But on the other hand, as you say, farming is a business and we need to ensure that the principles of business are applied as well. It is a delicate balance, but in the long run, to ensure that farmers get the best possible return, it's up to them to ensure that balance is struck.